Now, my next guest is Michael Randalls from Kilgarvan originally. He's a retired law lecturer from Cork Institute of Technology, now, of course, known as MTU. Michael, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in this programme.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning.
Now, you have a suggestion. A suggestion that we need to set up a veterinary college in the Munster area. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. 189 graduates registered with the Veterinary Council of Ireland last year, and over 100 of these were Irish students studying abroad. They're going to Poland, Warsaw, Poland and Bulgaria. 80% of the veterinary faculty in Bulgaria are Irish students. They're paying $13,500 a year. Now, while it must be acknowledged that we have an excellent veterinary faculty in UCD, I think we now need a veterinary faculty in the south of Ireland. Now, from my experience in third level education, the transition from second to third level for first year students can be traumatic and stressful. Even for these students that are at home and going home at the weekends and meeting their friends. And
yeah, it can be a challenge for them alone, Michael.
It is, of course, it is. And however, they have the support of their joint clubs and they have their friends. But when we think of students going abroad to Poland and Bulgaria, they're away from their family, their friends, and they're missing their clubs. And this is a five-year degree program. Some of them suffer from loneliness and depression and sometimes even mental health issues. Now, they're unable to get home because it's expensive, and this was very evident during the pandemic where they couldn't go or come. But for many years now, we have in Cork, and MTU in Cork, and they've established a working relationship with Clonakilty Agricultural College whereby degrees in agricultural and dairy management have been established. And the same applies in Tralee. Veterinary nurse degrees have been established by MTU Tralee. So an extension of this programme could be developed into a veterinary degree programme. And I have no doubt that the Minister for Education, Minister Norma Foley, would support this proposal, as would Kerry Group as well, because they're global producers in the world stage. So we need to develop this. And at the moment, Minister McConnell-Logue has capped the single farm payment which is coming from the European Union at $60,000 for each farmer, leaving a surplus of $70 million a year. And some of this could be
rooted
the use of the development of a faculty.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think this would bring them home, the high number that graduate and have to go abroad to get their qualification?
Well, I think it would. Yeah, if you take some of these young
stop them from leaving in the first place, I suppose, Michael.
Well, I think so, because the fees for the first instance are cheaper in this country. They can go home and help their parents in the farm, and they can play with clubs, or if maybe the potential minors or camogie players or whatever. They're being deprived of the right to participate in their clubs, really, because if they're away in Poland and Bulgaria, it's very difficult. If you're from Castlevine or Skibbereen, how are you going to get down? It's nearly 2 days to get home. So it's quite difficult. Now, the other thing is, Jory, at the moment, we have new regulations brought in from the European Union in relation to the restriction and use of antibiotics. And they came in on the 21st of January 22, and they're being implemented now the date is the 1st of December 22. Now, this will impose restrictions on the use of antibiotics in farms, and as a result, farmers will need further and additional support
from
advice
vets.
From veterinary surgeons.
Yeah, and the more you have, the better. Yeah, I know what you're
because
saying.
Alternative remedies must be sought now instead of prescribing and administering antibiotics.
Yeah,
because
with
the growth, at the moment of sepsis in our hospitals, it's becoming a serious problem, and we have patients in hospitals that are pharmacists are finding it difficult to find an antibiotic sometimes to deal with
to treat their issue. It's a fair point, Michael. Well, listen, look, we're out of time, but my thanks to you for talking to us. It's a very good idea, I think, with MTU, with Clonakilty Agricultural College, run by Chagas Wellsmore Park, they could be joined up to make one college for veterinary in the south of the country to try and keep students at home rather than having to travel across the world.